Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro, like it never even happened. I'm Chad Baker. Down the line is the coach, John Spezia.
Well, good morning, everyone. Chad, I'm sure it's a blustery, probably 11 degrees in good old Danville, Illinois, so... And it's 80 to here, so I'll leave it at that.
We are working on getting some fresh powder outside, as they say in the skiing biz. Got some, I would say, medium to heavy flurry action outside due to what is going on. But I don't know that we're anticipating anything of a major accumulation out
there. Well, for all those folks out there, some of them do follow me on Facebook, that I promise I'll try to bring warmer weather when I come back on Wednesday. And if you want to put some on Facebook to me, just encourage me. I'll try to bring back some sunshine. So I'll leave it at that.
There you go. There you go. It just what the doctor ordered, better weather. And February, because February is coming up tomorrow.
Which that means is correct.
Groundhog Day is Monday. And I don't know if that bodes well. We've got Groundhog Day on a Monday. During a time when we're already sick of January, we're always sick of the weather, and I would think a groundhog could see a shadow on snow more than he could see it on regular ground. Of course, I always ponder if they've got all the lights in the of the media, and they get him out at what 5 a.m, and
right. We
have all the lights, he's going to see his shadow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would deduct that.
There you go. We're talking about the meat again. They're
we got 6 weeks of winter either way. I don't know. It's one of those nice Hallmark things. And then, of course, speaking of which, you know, Valentine's Day around the corner is going to be on Saturday, which means Friday the 13th this month. So it's just one episode of just bad luck after another. So.
Well, I promise I won't bring bad luck to WITY, so we'll go good. Let's get
the sponsorship.
Let's get the sponsors.
Let's do that. Thanks.
Fifi wants to get notarized.
ServPro of Vermilion County is our presenting sponsor. As I mentioned, ServPro, like it never even happened, for all of your cleanup duties that are a major, major deal. They can do that for you. Our good friends over at Latos Hardware in Westville for all those hard-to-find items is at Latos Hardware. As Coach says, don't leave Fifi out. Make sure you give her a little scratch behind the ear. Maybe a treat. I don't know. I mean, maybe they allow that. I don't know. Good friends at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street. For the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. You got to make Valentine's Day plans coming up, and they've got specials for that. And, hey, you know, it's easy. It's convenient. And don't forget they do catering as well. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. For all your insurance needs, visit Dustin. And be sure to check out online the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. I know Dustin busy this weekend with regionals already coming up here. So it seems like a wrestling season was very fleeting this year and went very, very quickly. Let's see here. Who else do we got? We've got our good friends at UHAS Diagnostic Center, exit 210, just east of that exit on the frontage road coming off the Henning Four-Way. Just backtrack for your newest NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Of course, they do everything, golf carts, and they're working on, I think they now offer, those automatic starts. So if you're tired of going out and starting up a cold car and you want that thing to warm up on a cold day like today, they can get that in worked in for you and get automatic starts put in for you. And finally, our good friends at OSF Healthcare, which bring you OSF Healthcare news you can use, sports and wellness edition. Tim Dittman will be along in minutes for that. Coach, we've got boys high school basketball. Lots of conference action this week, and of course it starts with that Vermilion County tournament that ended on Saturday.
I'll get that one. Salt Fork over the Hudson area Corn Jerkers in fifth place. Pitching is 46. Third place Armstrong Potomac 66. Oakland Comets 63. And in the hard fought championship game, the undefeated Westville Tigers beat BHR after being down 18-50-49.
Were we a little surprised at how close that was?
I was. I looked to see possibly that Bismarck would beat Westville in that case. They play a little better competition. You know, they've played the Rockets of Unity, and then, of course, they play some shootouts and so forth. But I think Westville has to go to Bismarck. We'll see how that is in a conference game and go through that. I know in the past, in the conference, when I was at Milford, we were undefeated in the conference, and I think Bismarck's done it a couple times now. Westville has a chance to do that, so we'll see. Yeah. But the Bismarck game is always a big game for them.
Sure.
Moving on quickly, Decatur Eisenhower over the Danville Vikings, 60-53. Lossalette over Chicago Lakeview. Sullivan, that's Illinois, over Tri-County in the Lincoln Prairie Tournament. Lawrenceville, the Indians over Paris, the Tigers. Unity, the Rockets over Mount Zion. That's a little surprise. Mount Zion's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Hershey over the Watseka Warriors. Benton Central, the Bisons, in Indiana over Rensselaer Central. That's a big score. That's kind of a surprise. And Lebanon over Covington. Rossville, that's Indiana over the Seager Patriots. North Central, Farmersburg. That's it was a postponed game with North Command. Same way with Heritage and Evansville Central. North Newton Attica was postponed. Paris, that little conference postponed. And Attica at Geo Next Generation canceled. Westville over the Salt Fork Storm. That's heard on WITY Radio. 53-31. Armstrong Potomac 80 over Iroquois West. BHR over Watseka. The Cardinals of Crispin over Schlarman 55-52. Schlarman's lost some really close games here.
Yeah,
lately.
And we talked off air about that one, maybe being a little bit of a exclamation point pop up over your brain. You know, it's you know, Crispin's, you know, played competitive. Schlarman at two is a little scrappy team. And the Fowlers, we've talked about them on here before. And
yeah, Noah Fowler, I saw the game with Lossalette, and they were down. I think Schlarman was down in a championship game, maybe 14, 15 points. And Noah Fowler had 25 in the fourth quarter, and he had a shot out of the corner to tie it to send it overtime. And you know, Lossalette's a good 1A team. I'm going to get to their score here in a minute.
Yeah,
as they played the Danville Vikings, they crossed over to a 3A school, and the Vikings got the better of them, 58-29. Oakwood over the Georgetown Buffaloes conference. Milford getting better. The young Milford Bearcats with Wade Fox, 50-37 over Moments. Monticello over PBL. Pontiac over Rancho in conference play. Illinois Valley Central, and a little surprise over the St. Joe Ogden Spartans, 64-49. Yeah. The Rockets of Unity over Bloomington Central Catholic. And I think they're probably the best team around. Unity is.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln Prairie Conference, Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond, 45 over Villa Grove, and then Tri-County over Heritage. Paris versus Olney was canceled. Oak Valley, 41 over Tri-County, 30, and that's Lincoln Prairie. System Park, Christian Lutheran over the Donovan Wildcats, Olney over Paris in Little Atlanta Conference Tournament, Pontiac over PBL, St. Joe Ogden over Rancho in Conference Game, and the Rockets of Unity take off. Give the Sages of Monticello a 69-53 defeat.
And that sets the stage for all the action to happen last night. You got that, or need me get that?
I've got last night's action as I scroll through it. Chad Armstrong over Tri Point, 83-74. BHR over Upton. Eric Crispin over the Georgetown Buffaloes. Crispin also beat Schlarman earlier. Sister Park over Oakwood. That's a little bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Centennial over the Danville Vikings in overtime. Salt Fork over Iroquois West. Lossalette over Don Helton, 19 points. Milford in overtime, 53-46 over Schlarman. Another close loss for the Schlarman Hilltoppers. Tuscola, I thought this was a surprise. Tuscola, 54. St. Joe Ogden, 44.
Yeah.
Westville over Watseka. Eminence, and when we go to Indiana, over the Attica Red Ramblers. Benton Central, the Bisons, over the Seager Patriots. Faith Christian over the Fountain Central Mustangs. North Main Falcons over Covington. Covington having a tough year. Beaverton Park at Park Heritage has postponed. Shackman, South Main canceled. I think we're going to get today's schedule. The shootout, Armstrong, Patong, Iroquois West, Moment, Rantoul at Beecher in the shootout. BHR at Prairie Central. That should be a good one.
That should be a really good one, yeah.
Yeah. Danville at Peoria Emanuel. Arthur Christian at Lossalette. It's always a big
rivalry
big game
there.
Yeah, big rivalry game.
If I'm not mistaken, it's the second game. That's the trophy game, right? Or do they exchange trophy for both?
I think you're right, and it's Parents Weekend usually this time. There'll be a packed house, and the crazies will be going crazy.
Oh, sure.
Cousin Central at the Milford Bearcat, Salt Fork at the Fisher Bunnies, Calvert Christian at Schlarman, Murrow Forsyth at the Rockets. That should be a good one.
Not gonna lie, I don't see a clunker yet. I think there's a lot of good matchups here at very even matchups. I think there's gonna be a lot of good games here today, Coach.
Well, this one will be a clunker. It'll be Westville at Attica, the undefeated New Westville Tigers. Attica struggling. Bend Central at Fountain Central. North Montgomery at North Main, McCutcheon at Seager, and Park Heritage at Ben Davis. Ben Davis always very good. I think they're a 4A school, and used to a real close friend used to be the coach there, Steve Whitty, at the Huntington University. It's going to be a shootout. Let's see the records, I believe. Here.
Well, hold on. We still got this upcoming week. Light schedule this upcoming
let's go
week.
Let's get this week out of the way, then we'll get to the records.
Yeah.
The Warriors of Watsika at Armstrong, BHR at Crispin, System Park at Milford. That's all a big rivalry. Danville at Normal, Georgetown at Schlarman, another rivalry. Heritage at Arcola, Hoopston at Iroquois West. DeLand Weldon at Lossalette, Oakwood at Westville. Unity at PBL, Rantoul at Prairie Central, St. Thomas More, St. Joe Ogden. Tri-County at Decatur Unity Christian. Decatur Unity Christian is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Mill Grove at Sir Gardner Bement. Gardner Williams got the Iroquois West moments to what Seeker Warriors. Lossalette has become a big rider. Lossalette at Georgetown Buffaloes. First Baptist Christian at Schlarman. Park Heritage at Attic. Benton Central Bisons at North Montgomery. The Mounties. Fountain Central Mustangs at Covington Trojans. North Marine Falcons at South Marine Seeger at Riverton Park. Armstrong Potomac at Hipson area. That's a big rivalry, too. Milford at BHRA. Westville, the Tigers at Chrisman. Chrisman. System Park at Schlarman, Danville at Champaign Central, always a big rivalry. First Baptist at Georgetown, Saragordo at Heritage, Iroquois West at Oakwood.
And we'll have that game later in the week on WITYradio.com. Yeah.
Robinson at Parrish, PBL at Rantoul, a conference game. The Spartans at St. John, that's a dandy at Unity.
Mm-hmm.
Salt Fork at Watsika, Arthur Lovington at Atwood Hammond at Tri-County, Decatur Unity Christian at Bell Grove.
And you mentioned Unity Christian again there popping up. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think their boys team leads that conference. It's the Lincoln Prairie
Records
Conference. Yep.
For the week, the Westville Tigers stand at 24-0. The Rockets of Unity, 20-2. BHR, 17-4. Lawson Lent, 17-4. Armstrong Potomac, 16-6. St. Joe Ogden, 16-7, PBL, 12-10, Oakwood, 12-12.
I may be wrong on the Oakwood, too. I believe I saw where it's 13-11. I think I've got the wrong, I may have gotten wrong information on one of the games. So, but yeah.
First Baptist, 11-3, Salt Fork Storm, 11-10, Paris, 11-13, Tri-County, 11-14, Hipson, 10-12, System Park, 11-13, Storm, 8-11, Heritage, 8-14. Little Grove 7-12, Rantoul 7-13, Danville 6-12, Chrisman, the Cardinals 6-14, Watsika, the Warriors 6-16, Milford Bearcats 4-17, Georgetown Richmond 3-17, Iroquois West 1-20, Parrish Heritage 12-3, Riverton Park 10-7, Seager 8-6, Ben Central Bisons at the double sevens, Fountain Central Mustangs 6-6, Marshall Man 6-7, Attica 2-12. Trojans of Covington, which is really, 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 really unusual. 2-15, South Marine 0-15. That's the records for boys basketball.
That it is. And at this stage, any surprises there? I think for the most part, we knew that the teams that were going to be at the top are at the top. We've got some teams that are fighting there in the middle. That may be a little surprising. But anything that stands out to you, Coach?
In the area, I don't know there's any real surprise. We knew Westville had the best talent. We weren't sure about what's going to happen in BHR because you lost everybody except for Peoples. He's got a fairly young team besides him. Armstrong Potomac, I thought, they've done okay. The jury's still out for me with Armstrong. Schlarman, I would say this, with Jarius Hurt, the really good athlete, I think Schlarman would probably have only lost three or four games, maybe.
Yeah.
But that happens, especially it happens in high school when you lose a key player like that, and they haven't had him all season. So
Yeah.
I think that they didn't know whether he's going to come back or not. But anyway, that's a case of some of the ones in the area. I see some have improved. I'm a little Covington's really struggling that, and that's the first time in that I can remember a long, long, long time that the Trojans of Covington only won two or three games at this stage of the game. After that, the Rockets, I saw them last year, and they had Danville on the ropes.
Yeah, we called that
And
game.
we
Yeah.
call that game. So I would say in this area, who has a chance to advance up in state tournament play, I'd say the Rockets of Union are probably the best. And again, it all has to do what way you're going. Bismarck used to say, well, we always end up playing the same regional, St. Joe and those people. Well,
Yeah.
that's another thing. If they go up north, they may have a chance to win a regional again. If they go towards Unity and St. Joe, then that'll be a tough call for them. 1A, the regionals at Salt Fork. I would not be surprised if the Lostet Lions would win that one.
Okay.
Even though I think they probably have the better record of any of those teams in that regional.
Yeah.
I think they'd have to run into Armstrong, which would be a that might be a big matchup. Now again,
Well, Armstrong just a couple of years removed from a nice little run that they had there. So.
it could be that would be one A. I don't I think it's going to be tough for those Westville Tigers if they're in the same one with Unity and St. Joe and all those guys. I think it's going to be tough for them. The rest of them, that's kind of where we're at, I think, with the 1A and the 2A schools. Danville, at a 3A level, they could maybe win one. I think they got a good young team with Amari, the young left-handed sophomore, is going to be a good player before it's all said and done, I believe. So
Sure.
it'll be interesting, but I'd say if I was going to do a prediction, I'd say the Rockets of Unity have the best chance.
Very good, very good. Well, let's switch gears, head over to the girls' side of the frame here. You want me to jump in or
Well,
or
my scroll went out.
Oh, gotcha.
I got you.
All right.
All right, here we go. The girls, Heritage over. This is of last week. Heritage over Cerro Gordo for third place. Sullivan over Tri-County. Lebanon over Covington, that's in Indiana. Riverton Park over South Vermilion. St. Thomas More, Watseka, Milford canceled. System Park, Camp Point canceled. Charmin, Attica postponed. Sheridan, Seager postponed. North Central Farmersburg at North Main postponed. And North Benton Central, East Chicago canceled. Salt Fork over Iroquois Western Conference. Watseka, Milford over the Westville Tigers. Cerro Gordo, Bettman at Tri-County postponed. St. Joe and Teresa postponed. Houston and BHR postponed. Bill of Grove and Arcola postponed. Oakwood and Sister Mark postponed. Christian and Georgetown same. Chris First Baptist and Marianna Mattoon postponed. Robinson and Paris postponed. Armstrong and Mount Pulaski canceled. Oak Hall Valley and Heritage postponed. East Peoria and Rancho postponed. Attic and Next Generation canceled. Iroquois West over the Beecher Bobcats. Monticello Sages over PBL. Pontiac over Rancho. This is all conference play, but Illinois Valley Central over the Spartans of St. Joe Ogden, Bloomington Central Catholic over Unity. Fact, head coach of Bloomington Central Catholic is a former Danbury Community College athlete, and she was president of the IBCA. Heritage over Cerro Gordo, Bement, Georgetown over Middle Grove in a forfeit. Windsor Stuustrasse at Tri-County Council, Attica Park Heritage postponed, North Marine Crawfordsville. South Marion, Fountain Central, Benton Central, Harrison, South Marion, Covington, West Wigan, Riverton, all postponed. Salt Fork in a nail biter. As heard on the voice of Chad Baker, Salt Fork Storm, Brian Russell's Salt Fork Lady Storm 62, the Danville Lady Vikings 57 in double OT.
And we have that archive, so anybody wants to go back and hear that, it was quite a back and forth battle all the way down to the wire. And yeah, both teams played very well. Very, very good effort for both.
Well, The Nambu team is coached by Glennie Watson. I've known the Watson family a long time, and they've gotten better and better. Of course, obviously, Salt Fork with Brian, you know, who played for me, has done a great job as not only as basketball coach but as AD. System Park over the Fisher Bunnies, Hoopston area over St. Thomas More, Centennial, Rantoul, St. Joe, St. Teresa, Tri County over Cerro Gordo, Park Heritage over Attica, North Main over Crawfordsville. Benton Central is postponed with Western. BHR with the Crispin Cardinals. Much improved with Crispin Cardinals. As heard on WITY. Watseka Milford over Armstrong Potomac. Heritage over Cerro Gordo. Iroquois West over Hilton. Oakwood over Westville. Sullivan over Tri-County. First Baptist over Home Fire. Seager over Attica. North Main over West Vigo. Benton Central over Western and the Hoosier Conference. Crossover Oco Valley. No report on the Oco Valley and Villa Grove. Georgetown, Ashland postponed. Paris and Mount Carmel postponed. South May, Pound Central, and Park Heritage and Riverton Park. All one's postponed, the other's canceled. That was, I'm going to get to the girls basketball. This is, I think,
Last night. Yeah. So last night there were some games.
Armstrong Potomac over Urbana Union High. System Park over Oakwood. They're struggling 55-17. Of course, that System Park team, that's a team that won the state championship in volleyball.
Yep.
BHR over Hoopston, Georgetown Richmond over Chrisman, Danville over Centennial, good win for the Danville Vikings, Pontiac over PBL, St. Joe over Rantoul, the Sages of Monticello over the Rockets of Union, Attica, the Red Ramblers over the Charlotte Hilltoppers, Fountain Central over South Main, who only scored 6 points. Girls basketball for today, Paris at BHRA, Calvary Christian at Sharman, and GCMS at Watseka Milford. Let's see what we got here left, Chad.
This
next week, Armstrong at Hudson, BHRA at Danville. That should be a good one. Westville at Chrisman, St. Joe at System Park, Decatur Uni Christian at Heritage Academy, Iroquois West at Watseka, or Oakwood, I mean. South Fork at Watseka, Tuscola, Tri-County, and Arthur Levington, Edward Hammond.
Some really nice games there on that Monday schedule. You got that Salt Fork at Watseka matchup there. Of course, we'll have Iroquois West at Oakwood on WITYradio.com. And then don't sleep on that St. Joe Ogden Sista Park matchup. Lady Spartans, I believe, are 16-7. Might be a trip-up game for Anthony Vedeka's squad up there at Sista Park.
Could be. And we got PBL at Unity, Paris Central, Rantoul, St. Joe at St. Thomas More. The IHSAA sectionals in Indiana for the women, North Main versus Attica, 2A Benton Central, at Benton Central. I'm sorry. I'm going to repeat that.
Sure.
At North Main, Covington versus Attica. That's the sectional.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, in Indiana, they play sectionals first, not regionals. Then they go to regionals. Then they go to semi-state, where we go to super sectional. Then they go to Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
1A, Benton Central, at Benton Central, North Montgomery Mounties versus Seager Patriots. South Putnam, at South Putnam, is Park Heritage versus Southmont. Then we have Clifton Central at System Park, Tri-County, Tri-Point at PBL, Watseka, Milford at Grant Park, Christian at Iroquois West, Georgetown Richmond at Schlarman, IHSA Sectionals, 1A at North Main, North Main versus Riverton Park, Christian, that's Indiana, Christian at Armstrong, Georgetown at BHRA, Argento and Leone at Heritage, Watseka Milford at Hudson, Salt Fork at Oakwood, Lawrenceville at Paris, Rantoul at PBL, Unity. Oh, there we go. Unity, the Rockets at St. Joe Ogden. Schlarman at Westville. Tri-County at Arthur Lovington. Villa Grove at Sullivan, Illinois. Danville at Champaign Central, another dandy. IHSA, that's Indiana Sectionals. North Covington, Attica winner versus the Fountain Central Mustangs. They're having a good year. Also at North Main is Riverton Park versus Lafayette CC. The winner over Faith Christian, 2A at Benton Central, North Montgomery. Seager winner plays Rensselaer Central. And also at that particular sectional is the winner of Western Boone Delphi, the Oracles against the Benton Central Bisons, South Park Heritage, South Mount Winter versus South Vermillion.
Very good,
That's,
very good. Busy,
and the
busy
records.
week.
The records.
The
Barry
records.
Bauer. Barry, if you're listening, give us a heads up. Watsika Milford, 21-3, Salt Fork Strong, Brian Russell, 20-3, Heritage Academy, 20-5, Cisna Park, 19-2, Paris, always good, 17-4, BHR, really making a move, getting better, 17-7, like you said, St. Jogan, 16-7, Tri-County, having a much better year, 15-4, Iroquois West, 14-9, Rancho, 12-15, Hibson, 12-14, Armstrong, 10-10, much better year for the Armstrong Trojans. Georgetown Restaurant, old Brad Russell, doing a good job. 10-10, Danville, 9-13, much improved. Unity, 9-14, Oakwood, 8-17, PBL, 6-17, First Baptist, 5-4, Crispin, 4-21, Westville, 3-20, Schlamm, 2-12, Bill Grove, 0-13. On the Indiana side, the Mustangs, the Fountain Central, lead the way at 19-2, the Benton Central Bison, 17-5. I think Benton Central won the Bismarck tournament at Christmas time.
Yeah, they did.
Seager Patriots 15-7, Park Heritage 15-7, South North Main 14-10, Riverton Park 12-9, Attica, Red Ramblers 6-18, Covington 4-19, and I don't think they've won a game in 4 years. South Vermillion 0-19.
Yeah, tough battle right now for South Vermillion on the hardwood. Wrestling team doing okay there. We'll talk about wrestling coming up. Also, boys and girls bowling, DAC sports, and a whole lot more. We're up against the clock here, and we'll take a break when we come back. OSF Healthcare News you can use with Tim Dittman when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermillion County.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
This Valentine's Day, love is in the air and on your plate at El Toro in Danville. Treat your sweetheart to the best Mexican cuisine in the Danville area. Share fajitas for two or any of our other great entrees at El Toro. Authentic Mexican cuisine and the friendliest service will make this a Valentine's Day to remember at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert Street in Danville.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chad Coach back with you. Time to check in with Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Energy drinks. They've become popular in recent years, especially in young people who need a perk up for sports or even something like studying. The American College of Sports Medicine makes it clear that energy drinks are, quote, fundamentally different, end quote, from sports drinks like Gatorade. But if you scroll social media or go to the grocery store, the lines start to blur. So what's the truth? Are these good for you or bad for you? Are they dangerous or not? OSF sports medicine physician Dr. Karan Rai.
Quite a few of them are not FDA approved. So the reason that matters is we often don't know the exact ingredients or mix of ingredients that are in there, which depending on what is in the drink, that can affect your performance as well as your health. So for example, caffeine is commonly involved or utilized in making these drinks.
That caffeine can make you anxious or jittery, and if you have a heart condition, it's of particular concern. So what's an alternative when you're working out?
In activities that generally are 60 minutes or less, I definitely recommend maximizing your water intake, timing that for at least 30 to 60 minutes before your activity. And then as you get into more longer duration activities, kind of endurance type activities where you're pushing that 60 minute mark or longer, that's when you really need to look into the type of electrolytes you're ingesting as well. Looking at drinks or gels that are out there that have a mix of sodium, potassium, those typically help with performance during your activity.
Sports drinks are an okay alternative too. Just look at the labels and watch your sugar intake. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. And for more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Dittman will be back next week with another edition of Sports and Wellness, or another Sports and Wellness edition, I should say, of OSF Healthcare News You Can Use. And if you missed that or you want to go back to listen to back episodes, I'm in our podcast section online at WITYradio.com. And let's switch gears, Coach. We mentioned before the break wrestling, tying up last week in boys wrestling action. Leroy Randy Bowman invite won by Oregon. BHRA Armstrong Potomac placed 18th there. Danville will place 8th in the Big 12 championship at Normal, won by the host team. Oak Park River Forest Arkin invite. Glenbard West the winner there. Unity, strong showing. They placed 3rd in that meet against a lot bigger schools. In fact, they were a lot of Chicago area region schools up there. St. Joseph Ogden multi-duels. The Spartans go 3-0. They sweep Cumberland, which is no easy feat. Knocked off Hoopston area Milford and then Decatur Unity Christian. Paris' senior night with Lawrenceville was scrapped because of all the weather going on. I believe that they are honoring, or if they didn't honor seniors last night, I believe they're honoring them this upcoming week as part of a senior night type activities for the boys basketball game, since they didn't get a proper senior night send-off for their wrestling match. The slate today is IHSA regionals action. In 1A, Clifton Central Iroquois West will be at Coal City. The majority of our area teams will be at Ridgeview. BHRA Armstrong Potomac, Hoopston area Milford, St. Joe Ogden, and Unity all participating there. The others had to go south, take the drive down to Robinson. Good thing that it's been a couple days since it snowed, because they've got a lot more down that area. Oakwood, Salt Fork, Paris, and Westfield, Georgetown, Ridge Farm heading that direction. In 2A regional, that Matt Toon, Danville, and Rantoul competing there. And then postseason action happening on the Indiana side as well. IHSAA sectionals. Benton Central is at Twin Lakes. Attica and Seeger is at Lafayette Jeff. And then the rest of them at Crawfordsville with Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion Park Heritage, Riverton Park, and South Vermilion. And then this upcoming week, they'll have dual team sectionals. Hosts for the dual team sectionals in 1A, Canton, Coal City, and Taylorville. In 2A, it's Mahomet Seymour. Girls wrestling, a couple of invites canceled last weekend. Clifton Central Iroquois West did not travel to Harvard girls invite. Unity and Olympia was scrapped because of that's when it started snowing. And yeah, of course, you know, we saw how that panned out. And then girls wrestling today, also in IHSA regional action. At Mount Zion, Danville, Oakwood, Salt Fork, Paris, Rantoul, St. Joe Ogden, Unity, and Westfield, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, Clifton Central, Iroquois West heading to Normal West. And they just named that regional here just a few days ago. For a while on the IHSA, it was a to-be-determined regional host, and Normal West is going to be hosting that today. That's a look at what we have with grapplers out there. Boys bowling last week at the IHSA Manuka sectional. The host team won it. Morton second, Civic Memorial third out of Bethalto, Illinois, and then Alton fourth. Danville would play seventh. They had a little bit of an off day there. Did not advance anybody. Matthew Sherman led the way in placing 29th. Gavin Favre 39th. And Shaheem Crockett, and I apologize if I got Mr. Crockett's name wrong, 46th is where they finished individually. And that sets the stage today. Anybody that advanced will go to state finals. That's in Alton, I believe, this weekend. I could be wrong. It might be in Edwardsville, but it's in the Metro East. I do know that. And then girls bowling later on in the week. Danville and Bishop Mack, they did not have, I don't know, I didn't get an update on their action from last night, but coming up next week here, IHSA Regional Action for Girls Bowling. Danville will host that. Danville, Hoopston area, and Unity part of that. And Tax Sports, men's college hoops. The men knock out Spoon River, 73-64. Men, I believe, the last check, seventh in the nation, is it, Coach?
They're seventh, and I think they've lost one game, I believe. Yeah. They play Rock Valley, who's really been one of the better teams up in the northern part of the state.
Yeah.
I would guess, I'm just guessing from as I followed NJCAA basketball just about every day, they may be one of the teams that comes down to the tournament in Danville, because there's two teams that come out of the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
And I would say they may be one. I talked to my good friend Joe Kuhn, who's a coach at College DuPage, and I think that might be the case that will come out of that area. Yeah. And then the women play at Kaskaskia today. So.
Well, that's upcoming this week. Today, both the teams on the road, the men at Rend Lake, women at Lakeland. Then this week, they'll have men.
That'll be a good one. If Danville's going to Rend Lake, they added a player that they had before, and he came eligible at semester. And they also, Danville beat him at home, and then Rend Lake went to Southwestern Community College. I've watched their scores. It's going to be a tough one for Danville.
Yeah,
at Rend Lake.
Absolutely. And then, of course, for women, tough matchup there at Mattoon to take on Lakeland. So,
yeah, and the coach there I think he just won his 600th game. He's from Rossville originally, and his sister is, as you well know, was a volleyball coach at Bismarck.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And does a lot of track and field stuff. I think she might still be the track coach at Bismarck. I'm not sure about that one.
Yes.
So anyway.
Very good, very good. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up with some other items of the week. Coach will talk about his the wrap-up of his travel log here as he works his way back to the States. But we'll have all that coming up here when Saturday Sports Connection continues. If I get the right outro, there we go. Here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Serpro of Vermilion County.
Did you know Serpro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Where in the world can you find bottle cappers? At the big box store? No, sorry. How about pressure cooker repairs? New leathers for that old hand pump? Where are you going to find a million and one items you need every day but can't find at the Super Mega Store? Latos Hardware is the place. Mower blades sharpened, window screens repaired, and if you're a do-it-yourselfer, Latos Hardware has the materials and know-how for your pet project. Have a cup of coffee while you shop at Latos Hardware in Westville.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7-7 and Saturday 7-12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
I love the exercise classes here at the Senior Center.
Me too. I'm trying to eat healthier too, but it's expensive these days.
And that's why I use BenefitsCheckup.org. I learned I can get help paying for groceries.
BenefitsCheckup.org?
Yes. In a few clicks, you can see if you might qualify for money-saving programs.
For free? I'm going to BenefitsCheckup.org today.
supported by the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chad, Coach, back with you. Just programming reminder this upcoming week, our slate of action, and I'm not going to claim that I have my head on straight. I'm sure that I'm going to make errors again, but I'm at least, after looking at the schedule, 95% certain that these games are going to happen. Iroquois West at Oakwood, Monday the girls' action, Friday the boys' action. Both those games on WITYradio.com. Tuesday we'll be back at Chrisman for BHRA and Chrisman boys basketball. OSF courtside high school basketball action on WITYradio.com. Make sure you tune in for that. Of course, if you don't catch it live, we will have the archive later in the evening online at WITYradio.com. Danville High School Baseball Open Gyms going on right now. Contact Matt Scoverin at 217-444-1854 or email him at Scoverin, that's S-K-O-V-R-A-N-M, at Danville118.org. They have last name and then first initial in that. And they're like I said, getting warmed up, getting ready for baseball action. Of course, when baseball happens, I think warm thoughts because I'm a baseball guy. Hoopston area got their 2026 Hall of Fame class. We talked about it for a few weeks now, but that induction ceremony coming up this Friday between the JV and varsity basketball game against Armstrong, the 6:30 approximate time. And they're going to talk about and honor the 1977 girls volleyball team, which was a sectional champion in their season 23-5, Waseca conference champs. Coach, you'll have to help me out here again. Is it Colto? Doc Colto?
Yeah, it's Doc Colto. There you go.
I got it right this week. Very good.
Yeah,
Coach, he was the head coach for Rankin High School for basketball, baseball, track, and cross-country teams over 30 years, multiple athletes receiving all-state accolades, as well as all-county and all-area recognition. Wayne Hamilton, Greg Bain, Chuck Powell all going in as athletes. And so they will be honoring them this upcoming Friday.
Hamilton was the coach at Peoria Richwoods, and I can't remember he played college basketball, but it was a time when Eastman was really good, and I think they won a county championship. I think they won a couple of times. But anyway, that's a lot of people wouldn't know that. I played at Eastland, and there was another guy named Hill that played Eastland that I think maybe played at Eastern and then later became a superintendent or something. So
yeah,
it's great that Hoopston is going back in those schools that they consolidated with.
Absolutely. Always honor the heritage. And, of course, for our older demographic out there, they love reminiscing and making sure that they can keep those memories alive. Finally, we've got FCA Night of Worship coming up tomorrow. That's at the Fisher Theater in Danville. Join them for an evening of impact stories, live worship, and prayer as they celebrate what God is doing in and through the community. And you're just one county school away from having an FCA huddle in every public high school in Vermilion County. Come celebrate how Jesus is working among coaches, athletes, and families. 6 p.m. door open. Program kicks off at 6:30, runs till 8 at the Fisher Theater. Concession stand will be open with Jesus One shirts available for pre-order. And go check it out and support our fellowship of Christian athletes out there. Good cause there. So, and of course, we're in kind of a side note, not really sports oriented, but we're in FFA auction season. So I believe Hoopston's is tonight, Milford's next weekend. Some of our area athletes doing that on the side on whenever they're not on the court. So definitely help them out and get them to earn their blue jackets and allow them to have some travel expenses taken care of by supporting their auction. And hey, if you win, you get something out of it too. You know, there's a lot of great stuff being auctioned off out there. So, and Milford, like I said, Milford's next weekend. So is St. Joe. You can contact the schools for information on some of these. What else we got, Coach? We got time. I tell you, we got time. I don't know how we blow through
well, you
it.
You know, I sit on the Basketball Museum of Illinois, which is at the Wind Trust up in the Chicagoland area, at, I'll think of the Bedford Park.
There you go.
We've had these meetings, and they now have an executive director, and they have a guy, two guys, one out of Chicago and one out of Springfield. And so they're into the part where they're really trying to go out and get memorabilia. They've got a grant. They're adding on to the Wind Trust. Will be just for Illinois Basketball Coach Association Hall of Famers. So that's been a part of it. That started, that project started 20-some years ago, and we thought we were going to bring it to Danville. That it moved, that idea went to Pontiac, and now it's at the Wind Trust and in Bedford Park. So it's a done deal. Wind Trust, it's a facility that has like 8 basketball courts and I want to say about the same volleyball courts. Unbelievable facility. I've been there, and my good friend Jim Shepherd and I are going up. They got a breaking ground ceremony, I think February 27th, I believe. So that's some of the stuff when I come back I have to do and go do. I think we have a Hall of Fame banquet. I think Chad Jones, one of our former players, can be inducted to the Hall of Fame. As he was a coach at Lincoln Land Community College, he's done a great job there. I want to say they're either undefeated or they've lost one. Chad is married to a young lady out of Milford. So little things coming up. That's in first weekend of May. And then I go to Vegas for the NJC Hall of Fame and All-Star Game in Vegas, and we've moved it from New Orleans to where UNLV plays. So just little things coming up for me and camps and stuff. 3-on-3, we're trying to finish that up. 15 and unders, we got a big 3-on-3 project I'm working on. So I think we're going to step it up, how we're going to do things a little better. We've competed in 4 international competitions. Our goal is to go 8 next year and try to make it even a little bit better.
Very good, very good. And sounds like a busy schedule. Part of that busy schedule is, of course, you returning from the islands from your long excursion. And I'm sure that there's a little bit of mixed feelings about that, right?
It is. This is, you know, I've been coming here 23 years, and last 3 have been, you know, 6 months time period. This one a little bit longer. Usually I come home in December. This time I've stayed till February, thank gosh. And I'm coming back on Wednesday. Hopefully the winter weather is gone. And it's been good for me mentally, physically, and so forth. And I get to help kids. I get to do what I like to do. And I swim every day. And like we have a 15 youth tournament today, or youth league start today. So it's been a journey. And I've made so many friends and so many contacts. It's unbelievable. People from England, all over. Just met a group from Chile. The husband and his here and wife and a little Babino son come swimming. And so it's been one of those journeys. It's not all about basketball. It's about relationships and doing stuff. So one that really shocked me is a group out of, I think, Nashville and Louisiana. They're coming in and going around and getting all the old used cars and all the metal and all the scrap stuff, and they're going to clean up the island in Nevis and St. Kitts. So major project. Got a chance to meet those people. And so it's not all just about basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, you know, and it seems like there again, we talked about with the wrestling schedule, we talk about with the basketball schedule the same way. It's went by so quick this year. It doesn't seem possible that we're at February already with the sports, especially with January dragging on as long as it has, because I know January always seems like an impossibly long month. But here we are, and we've got teams wrapping up their final 2 weeks, 3 weeks of regular season here to gear and get into regionals. And as we've stated before, leading up to this, I know all eyes on that regional that Westville will be in there, where, I mean, right now they're undefeated, but there's a lot of talk that they may not even be a top 2 or 3 seed in that regional.
Very likely. I will say this. This is, and I've talked to so many coaches, this time of the year, for especially for the JUCO, mm-hmm. we call it the dog days, because you guys have come back, they've been off, they haven't been to class, there's classes are starting. And the changing of their legs and how they go about things. We see it with the high school guys the same way. Mm-hmm. And guys say, gosh, we're having a hard time guarding people. Well, that has a lot to do with, and I've studied it for years. And I can tell you, I've talked to numerous coaches, and I went through it. Anytime guys have been off and they're not in a routine of going to class, be it high school or mm-hmm. college, doesn't make any difference. there's a change in their and how they look. And I look at the lateral movement and stuff. And we used to do a ton of jump ropes because that's where the weakness would come time with ankles and so forth. So there's always that you're preparing. I've noticed, had a long talk with Steve Rustio and the other day and at La Salette and of course, Zach Patterson and some of the other college coaches that I deal with. So, yeah, it's a time period, and you'll see things change a little bit as I watch. And I'm fortunate enough, I'm going to go see Purdue practice in Eastern Illinois and go and see Illinois. They're having a great year. They've got great chemistry. So hopefully I get a chance to go and see Thad Mata and watch them practice. So that's my mission when I come back and get back acclimatized to the
weather. Sure. We got about a minute and a half left, Coach, but let's build on that for a second. Of course, you being in a coach role for so long, and inevitably you're going to have those layoffs. You're going to have the breaks in snow where people get out of their routine. Is there something that you did particularly as a coach to keep your players kind of in that mindset to, hey, I know you're going to be at home for a day or two here out and out of sync.
Well,
tell them to do?
We did with the junior college players. We tried to practice twice a day. Some would be a shooting workout in the morning and then lifting, and then the night practice might be something that's more about team stuff. So we always try and have them engaged for the most part doing that. And a lot, like I said, a lot of jump ropes and stretching because their muscles, believe it or not, do atrophy in a short time period like that. And then you start looking at, because they've gone so long, you got to remember these guys start in September at the junior college level, and you get into February, that's still in the season, then the middle of March. Mm-hmm. There's times I work 35, 40 days a week. And because you're going on games, you're scouting, you're recruiting, you've got all that stuff going on. And then you've got to back off of practice and you've got to change up things. We would do fun things. And I'll tell you a quick story. We're playing Lakeland at that time, who had transition offense, and they're almost like UNLV. So we had won the league and beat Lincoln, and we're going to play Lakeland on a Monday. And not being smart enough as coach, we practice on Sunday. And if you've ever gone against Lakeland, it's that hurry-up offense, and they're going to shoot it as quick as they can. Well, anyway, if you've never played against it's tough to prepare against it. Long story short, I was going to go 12, 15 minutes. I get upset, so we go an hour and a half. On Monday, my team was like it's in cement. And they scored 100 points on us, and that very rarely happens in any of my teams.
Sure. So, Coach, Tuesday, we got a wrap here. So we'll talk to you coming up next week. We'll be out at Lions Club Pancake and Sausage Day in Bismarck.
All right. I'll see you then.
We'll have some fun. Thanks for tuning in. Saturday Sports Connection on WITY.